This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A surprise announcement out of Beijing today. The United States and China have come to this joint agreement on climate change. For the first time, China is drawing a line in the sand on greenhouse gas emissions. And the U.S., well, Stan Alcorn tells us what it'll take to hold up our end of this bargain.
When it comes to climate change, China and the United States are the 300-pound gorillas, responsible for more than 40% of the world's greenhouse gas. China agreed to set a goal to stop increasing its emissions by 2030. And the U.S.?
I would characterize it as a call to accelerate what we're already doing.
Bob Perciasepe is the president of the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions.
In order to get there 10 years from now, we have to start going a little faster.
That means building on emission standards for cars and a plan for power plants that's currently in progress with the EPA. John Larson, senior analyst with the Rhodium Group, says different states could achieve those goals in different ways, but
the quickest, fastest, most cost-effective option available is switching from carbon-intensive coal generators to low-carbon natural gas.
According to the Rhodium Group's analysis, that switch could cut coal revenue $15 to $20 billion and boost revenues for natural gas by as much as $30 billion. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.